With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The United States and Russia make their biggest prisoner swap in post-Soviet history. Moscow Thursday released U.S. journalist Evan Gershkovich and Michigan corporate security executive Paul Whelan, along with dissidents, including Vladimir Karamurza, and a multinational deal, officials say, set 24 people free.
This is an incredible relief for all the family members gathered here. It's relief to the friends and colleagues all across the country. We've been praying for this day for a long time.
The trade follows years of back-channel negotiations. Among those returning to Russia is Vadim Kasarovkov, an assassin who was convicted in Germany of killing a former Chechen rebel in a Berlin park. Also at SRNnews.com, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says he's shocked by the biased reporting from the New York Times on the Israeli strike on a Hamas official.
Dr. Oren calls the obituary for Ismail Haniyeh in the New York Times.
It's probably the lowest level of American journalism I've ever seen, and that's quite a record to break.
Oren says the terrorist leader killed in Tehran is responsible for the deaths of Americans and Palestinians, in addition to the thousands of Israelis he's killed.
It's unspeakable that somehow we are being blamed for blocking peace by taking out mass murderers.
Dr. Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Biden administration wants airlines to seat parents next to their young kids free of charge. If approved, the Department of Transportation's rule would require families to be kept together when seating is available. No word on whether airlines would recoup the cost by raising the price of tickets. Kamala Harris's presidential campaign reportedly considering six potential running mate candidates. Harris set to kick off a tour through battleground states with her yet-to-be-named running mate on Tuesday in Pennsylvania. This is SRN News. A ministry is working to free Christian slaves in Pakistan.
Christians and other religious minorities are among the many workers employed in Pakistan's brick-producing industry, and they often work as bonded laborers. Workers are frequently denied the right to practice their religion. Christian Solidarity International is working to free brick kiln workers from debt bondage. Last year, CSI was able to repay the debts of 30 families and provide them with the means to become financially independent. Jeremy House, SRN News.
11 Nicaraguan pastors continue to be imprisoned amid a crackdown on Christian churches. Last December, the men were arrested on questionable charges of organized crime and money laundering. They were later sentenced to at least 12 years in prison. The Washington Stand reports that efforts to free the men are gaining traction on Capitol Hill as lawmakers proceed with legislative efforts demanding their release. This is SRN News. It was a rough day on Wall Street.
Stocks tumbled on Wall Street Thursday over worries that the Federal Reserve may have missed its window to cut interest rates before undercutting the economy's growth. The S&P 500 fell 1.4% after a report showed U.S. manufacturing activity is still shrinking. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1.2%, and the NASDAQ Composite dropped 2.3%. The action was even stronger in the bond market, where the yield on the 10-year Treasury sank below 4% after data showed more U.S. workers applied for unemployment benefits. Wall Street's losses would have been worse if not for gains from Facebook owner Meta Platforms following a strong profit report. Damian Troisi, New York.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich wants to interview Putin. Upon his release, he had to fill out a request for presidential clemency addressed to Putin. And on the last line, he asked if Putin would be willing to sit down for an interview after his release. More details at SRNnews.com.